been a busy week talking about jobs and the long-term economic future of the state. 4 days, 11 or 12 towns, and trying to get our fellow citizens as excited as I am about the possibilities for a major leap forward in employment, income for Hoosiers, a stronger economic future for the long term, if we make bold investments and wise investments in transportation infrastructure. I'll keep talking about the Major Moves program because, again, I think that there is no single thing we can do among the many we must do that could mean as more to keeping our kids here and to better job prospects for the next generations in our state.
Will you endorse Tim Berry for auditor?
Yes. I was very surprised that Tim was willing to extend his public service. Wouldn't have occurred to me, but he did give me the courtesy of letting me know that he thought he would do that, and Indiana's lucky that he will. We need a good partner. County Knox has been great. Should be a hard act to follow. We need a good partner in returning fiscal responsibility and discipline to the state. Tim will be great in that role. I would never have asked him to do this. He served long and well, and he'd certainly be entitled to return to private life. But I thought it was great news for Hoosier taxpayers that he is willing. And as a proven office holder and somebody I have a lot of confidence in, I'm very happy that he came to this conclusion and glad to help him if I can.
Governor, you've made some comments around the state about the time zone thing, saying that you think most of them will be equipped as, but also that the Michiana area might be troublesome. Can you give us your full analysis on that, and what do you base it on? Have you been talking to DOT?
I have not. It's just an educated guess looking at what's happened in the past, and at the case that some counties have made that are contiguous to the Evansville area or to the Chicagoland area. My guess is that the wishes of folks there will probably be respected by DOT. And I think there are a few places where it's closer, and I can't forecast what might happen.
Do you plan to talk to DOT sometime soon?
Only for the purpose of urging certainty and speed. It's their job and their decision. But I think speedy clarity is in Indiana's interest, and I'm hopeful that's what we'll have.
Do you plan to also endorse in the treasurer's race, and if so, especially at that position?
No, I haven't. I imagine there'll be some reshuffling of the deck, but I don't know who will decide to offer themselves for that. A lot of good people out there, and got to have a chance to step forward if they want.
Governor Alan McNeely was executed this week. In your mind, what made his case different than the Baird case in which you granted clemency?
The Baird case had some very unique features. The clear expression both of the victim's family and of all previous jurors who were heard from that in view of all those facts, if life without parole had been an option, they would have chosen. The prosecutor had offered that option. It had, I think, been temporarily accepted, and then the defendant changed his mind. To me, that was a very unique circumstance, and I tried to make plain that that was the governing factor in that call.
As you traveled around, what kind of questions have you gotten on your plan, especially on the public-private partnership?
Mm-hmm. People want to know how it works, make sure that a road that was managed for a time by a private firm would be managed to highest specifications, which of course we would insist on, that there'd be clear requirements for maintenance, limits on any future toll increases, that sort of thing. Absolutely, those are good questions, and absolutely that would all have to be taken care of locked down tight before we would recommend it to our fellow citizens.
How do you ever threat tolls working on a private road? Would I have to go to the legislature to approval or NDOT or what?
We'll need legislative approval, and there might be some parameters put around it.
I mean, as far as future, I mean, like yeah. 10 years from now, the private company wants to increase the tolls. What kind of a, like, hoops do you think that they would need to go through to do that?
Well, what is happening in other states and what is typical is to build in some limits or some requirement to come back and check with a request for any increases or to keep up with inflation. But that can all be and would be part of the negotiating process, protect the motorist interest, both in a safe, well-maintained, and upgraded road, and also one where the tolls stay very reasonable.
Democrats have been pointing to the example of the Chicago Skyway, where it was leased to some foreign interests,
uh-huh.
and they're speculating that the only possible private partners in Indiana might be foreign companies. Is that accurate, and will there be any limitation on who you might do business with?
What a funny idea that would be. I thought we were supposed to be more concerned about American dollars leaving the country. If there's a chance to bring a lot of foreign dollars in or American dollars back, if you want to think of it that way, I think it'd be especially curious that somebody had a problem with that. Now, as long as all the dollars are green, if we can capture more, which we don't know, but if as many states have done, we can capture a lot more value, save Hoosier taxpayers money, build projects you couldn't otherwise build, I would be happy to have them. And as I said, we would put any such partner under very clear requirements as to how they behave.
Regarding capturing the money, Governor, you said that the revenues from higher fares would be dedicated to toll road projects mm-hmm. and corridor projects. At the same time, your RFP for the bidder says they get all the tolls. So how do we capture that $770 million when the lease promises it to the lessee?
Martin, because they would pay us a multiple of $770 million in the lease. Your question is correct, that the tolls that we might collect, if nothing changes, would be subsumed in the value of any lease. And so that we're not suggesting there's any double counting here. But we would only be interested in a lease if it brought much more value than the state would be able to gather for itself.
But you also say that the toll road can no longer be sustained at current toll rates.
Mm-hmm.
So if the lessee is only getting the base and not the increment, what's the attraction?
I don't understand your question.
I don't
want
to bore these folks, perhaps.
Okay, if you want to. I think I can untangle it for you. But basically, it's simply the fact that in many cases, a private operator believes that they can generate more value through running the road more effectively, sometimes through federal tax advantages that are available to them and aren't to the state, and therefore will offer more or much more than a state or locality could generate itself. If we don't get an offer that is very, very attractive beyond what we can do ourselves, we won't recommend it or be interested.
Thank
you. Governor, any comment on Chrysler Foundry improvement?
Well, we've known for a long time that this was coming, just another of those blows that Indiana suffered over recent years. Not a happy event. But at the same time, we're hard at work on bringing new jobs into Indiana. The number of transactions under study and the number closed by our new Economic Development Corporation is twice last year. So it's just a sobering reminder that we've got a long way to go. We've suffered an awful lot of losses, and it will be the work of many years to recover them and to move Indiana back toward full economic health.
Governor, we talked about your philosophy of phasing out the state's PTRC, getting out of that business, and yet you know that Kenny's effort to give them different options failed last session. He has told me, and Senator Simpson has told me, that giving them new options in this next session will be very difficult, if not impossible. I think you disagree with that, don't you? And is it doable, and will you make a major push for it?
I'd certainly like to think it's doable. I don't agree with and don't understand the prevalent notion, includes people in my party, that we, that next year is just a yawner, that we ought to just watch the clock tick and not try to make progress on important issues. I don't want to let a day go by, let alone a session of the General Assembly, without tackling the tough issues that have faced our state. With regard to this particular issue, it wasn't just Senator Kinley. I advocated more flexibility to move away from property taxes to other sources last year, and I'm still very interested in that. We're in very active conversations with both the cities and towns and the counties about how they'd like to approach this subject, and I'm intent on trying to make some forward progress.
Do you have your legislative agenda finished?
Not quite. Just before you came in, we had our most recent walk through. It's taken shape and won't be as enormous as last year, but it'll be very ambitious, and certainly I think by the standards that some would apply to the short session.
Governor, have you weighed in at all on the first family over here, and the fact that they do not want to move?
No, and I don't think it's for me to do that. I have expressed the encouragement that the authority board give them a good listen and see if there's an alternative suggestion that they might make that gets the same result and accommodates their interests. But that's a decision for that board and its management team to make, and I don't have anything further to add.
Governor, you get a suite in the new stadium.
I do.
Yes. Have you thought about what you want in it? Did you know you had a suite?
No, I didn't.
Really?
No, I didn't know that.
Can you get one?
Really?
Yeah.
Well, let me put it this way. It's a night. It may be a night. Yeah. It's been a very helpful session. Thank you. Let me put it this way. It's a very nice gesture, but if they can rent it to somebody for big money, I wouldn't. I think maybe that might be a better idea.
You want the General Assembly to
tell? Some future governor will curse me for saying that, come to think of it. But
I just want to be clear. You want the legislator to tackle the transportation issue this coming session?
Yes. Oh, yes. Absolutely. Once again, on a business as usual basis, we'll do less than half what ought to be done to create jobs in Indiana's future. So there's not a day to waste, and I'm very hopeful about it after, as I say, seeing literally every corner of the state. A lot of legislators came out, people from both parties had great discussions. There's some good questions, but I think that I didn't run into anybody who is confused about the fact that business as usual will not cut it. I don't think there's anybody left out there who believes that we can come close to delivering what has frankly, in most cases, been promised, by, let alone what is needed, if we don't do some new things. So I think there's a good chance that this could be one of those issues on which people do come together across lines of party and geography, and I'm sure going to try to make it as bipartisan and inclusive as it can be.
At a national level, there's a lot of trouble in the Republican Party at the moment with Kamala being indicted, questions about Bill Frist. The governor, the president's approval rating is low. Do you worry about the status of your party heading into the 2006 elections?
Yeah, I think I'm a little worried nationally. And I don't know what to make of all these developments. I think probably some will prove to be utterly innocent, but I don't know which ones or when. I don't think it has much to do with the state of Indiana. The problems facing us here are very large, but they are not particularly partisan, and they are not ideological, like the Washington, dreary Washington fights tend to be. So I don't think it'll have much to do with what goes on here, but as a loyal party member, I would regret seeing setbacks to the congressional majorities, because I think that's very important to the future of the country. think Michelle's revelation stunned everybody into it. Sure stunned me.
That's what I was told yesterday.
Well, yeah, you frequently know a lot more than I do, Michelle, but not the first time. Okay, is that it? Thank you very much.
Thank you.